History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Meaton, KCBS Foodie Champ, Quick Dog, Mission Rock, San Francisco. My friend Josh Harris. Good to see you, Josh.
Good to see you too, Liam.
Let's begin with the name Quick Dog. What's behind it?
It's a descendant of the Great Trick Dog, our cocktail bar in the Mission that's almost 14 years old. We came up with Quick Dog during the pandemic.
Yeah.
They rhyme.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do something cool for families with food.
Yeah.
And now we have a permanent home.
Well, thank goodness you do. Let's set the scene for those who've not been here yet. Paint the picture. Where is Quick Dog? Mission Rock? Who are your neighbors? What's the hood all about?
So from where we're sitting, you can see the ballpark, like, right across McCovey Cove.
I'm looking right now.
We're the closest restaurant now to the ballpark. Amazing. For anybody that's been to the ballpark before, this was parking lot A, where you would park.
That's right.
And we are essentially at the apex of the development. So we're the last restaurant you would walk past before you walk over Lefty O'Dual Drawbridge, over the 3rd Street Drawbridge to go into the ballpark. So really a part of the baseball experience and the, you know, the energy that surrounds the stadium.
Yeah. The menu, Quick Dog. There are dogs on the menu, but you go beyond the dog. Talk us through the Quick Dog menu.
So everything is on a hot dog bun. But we are not a hot dog restaurant, per se. We do have a hot dog, and it's delicious. But we also have a smash burger. We have a couple chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Baja fish tacos.
Yes,
we, of course, have Trick Dog's famous kale salad. We have a couple other salads, nuggets, mini corn dogs. Importantly, milkshakes with ice cream from Mitchell's Ice Cream.
Yes, please.
And soft serve.
We have a little treat we'll reveal at the end of the interview. For the kids listening, the parents listening, stay to the end. Don't turn off yet. The cocktail program, big part of the story here, the Quick Dog. What's on the cocktail menu? What's different about the cocktails here? We know you're extensive, impressive, world-renowned cocktail menu at Trick Dog, but what about the cocktails here? What will people be served?
Obviously, as a family member of Trick Dog, we had to come with it with our cocktails, but it's a very different guest group that we have here than we do at Trick Dog. And so we wanted to make sure that we had great cocktails, but we also wanted to make sure that those cocktails were approachable to all of the different types of people that might be coming to a sporting event, a concert, and so on. And so we had a couple today. The strawberry margarita.
Oh my gosh.
The daiquiri colada.
Keep talking, I'm drinking.
And those are cocktails that people can understand from anywhere. But we can make those drinks better than what they've had before. And so that's been the goal here, is how to make really good drinks that people understand better than they've had them and faster than they get them.
Yeah. Game day here, be it watching the World Cup. I came for a couple of games. What a spot to be. The bar section, just to paint the scene or paint a picture for folks, there's kind of two scenarios here, two setups here.
Yeah.
The bar, one half, the other side, if, you know, families want to hang over there, but they can be in here too. So how would you describe the venue, Quick Dog itself, right here?
So we've got a big space, and there's sort of a horseshoe-shaped wall that goes through the middle that is reeded glass and lets the light flow through and the energy and the sound. But one side is like a sports bar, and the other side is like a classic old American diner restaurant.
Sure.
And you can flow between the two sides, but they have distinct personalities. It also makes this space much more intimate on either side, particularly when it's not a game day. You're not sitting in this really cavernous space. And when it's packed, you can have each side packed, but in the mood that you want to be having.
Yeah. So you want to come here, beyond Giants season, football season is here. Come watch your soccer games. Come watch your Valkyries, your Warriors. 10 TVs, ample space to hang, imbibe, eat, and watch your favorite sports. You know?
You nailed it.
Did I nail it?
Yeah, you nailed it.
For families, for kids, this is a special spot. I know this is a nod back to your time as a kid and finding spots in the city you still remember now that inspired Quick Dog, right? And on Sundays, you got something special for kids and families.
So this place is so rooted in my experience as a kid with my parents going to places like Doggy Diner and Clown Alley and Bill's Place. And I want Quick Dog to be a place where families feel really comfortable, where they can come and let their kids run around, where they can enjoy a cocktail. Yeah. Their kids can be having soft serve. And speaking of soft serve, we've just launched our newest initiative, Soft Serve Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
if you bring in your kids on a Sunday between 5 and 8 for dinner and then you buy them dinner, yeah. the soft serve is on us.
Just for the kids.
Just for the kids.
You know, usually Sunday is all about going to church, but for the kids it's about soft serve and it's free if you come to Quick Dog.
It's like its own kind of church.
Oh, my Lord. No. Yeah, it is. The Quick Dog Church. Uh-huh. Folks, come one, come all. Last word with you, Josh. For those who have not been to Quick Dog yet, why should they come?
This is a place that is by the people and for the people. This yeah. is a place by a real San Franciscan for people that live here that wants to be a part of our continued story of mm-hmm. resilience in San Francisco, bringing yeah. vibrancy to a neighborhood, and we all have to do that together. So you come here and you feel the love. That's because you brought the love. So come bring the love.
Thank you, Josh, for putting a stake in the ground in the city, bringing us Trick Dog, bringing us Quick Dog now. The food is beyond fantastic. Every time I come, I want to eat something new. The cocktails, knockout, and the service, warm and inviting, just like you, my friend.
Appreciate you.
Cheers, Josh.
Thanks, Liam.
Here we go, bud. Down the hatch, as they say. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Never drink alone. Mm. Friends, do yourself a favor. Quick Dog, Mission... Quick Dog.
Mission Rock.
Got it right. Quick Dog, Mission Rock. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. Cheers.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.